Looking for an herb book with healing secrets that will empower you? You will want the Power Herbs book, filled with chapters on how to purge more toxins, best way to boost your immune system, how to make basic herbal tinctures, plus there's a symptom herb reference guide. Written by herbalist Wendy Wilson, the Power Herbs book offers hundreds of pages of essential information you won't want to be without, all for just $14.99. Available only in e-book formats for iPad, Kindle, and PDF. To order your copy today, visit thepowerherbs.com and download your Power Herbs e-book for just $14.99. Don't wait another minute to be empowered with natural solutions for everyday problems. Order the Power Herbs ebook now at thepowerherbs.com.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the 3Ws.thepowerherbs.com.
Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about drugs that can reduce your mobility. Ooh, bet you didn't hear about this. Also, we're going to be talking about, hopefully I have time to talk about some drugs that help induce dementia. So you want to avoid that. And we'll see how much time we got left over, and we may touch on some other things. And we do have a quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting this nation up in prayer. We got the fires in California. We got people recovering from storms. We need God's help. I did bring the devotional today. It's from Psalms 46 and Numbers 6. It says, "Take time to be still in my presence. The more hassle you feel, the more you need this sacred space of communion with me. Breathe slowly and deeply. Relax in my holy presence while my face shines upon you. This is how you receive my peace, which I always profit for you. Imagine the pain I feel when my children tie themselves up in anxious knots, ignore my gift of peace. I died a criminal's death to secure this blessing for you. Receive it gratefully. Hide it in your heart. Cherish it. My peace is an inner treasure growing within you as you trust in me. Therefore, circumstances can't touch it. Be still. Enjoy peace in my presence. Amen to that. If you're not hitting the knees, seeking the Lord's face, now is the time, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Okay, first up in the quacker, they say a fingerprint test is going to reveal more than you think. The court system wants to use it for criminal behavior lifestyles. Researchers say it can prove the insight into an offender's state of mind at the time of the offense. So this new fingerprint technology, they say, can profile a criminal's lifestyle and would be admissible in court. So it's capable of detecting things like traces of drugs, blood, alcohol, condom lubricants, hair, cleaning products, and other substances, you know, that would interest the forensic area. And they said it could help investigators kind of learn about a criminal's activities or a timeline, maybe right before the crime. So the technology was developed by Sheffield Hallam University and the researchers there. And they call also the Matrix Assistant Laser Desperation Liaison Mass Spectrometry Imaging. They got some other things going on there, obviously, in the lab. So they can provide insight for a criminal state of mind even while they investigate the crime. So profiling through your fingerprint. Moving along in the quack report, Japan scientists are growing drugs in chicken eggs. Have you heard about this one? Yep, Japanese researchers have genetically engineered their hens whose eggs would contain drugs that they say can fight serious diseases like cancer and would reduce the cost of existing treatments. So the scientists were able to take some interferon beta type of protein, and that's used to treat illnesses like multiple sclerosis and hepatitis. And they made their hens produce this and reduce significantly the price of the drugs. You could see the drugs price for these types of illnesses fall by $800, they're saying. So researchers at the National Institute of Advanced Industrial Science and Technology said that the process of introducing these genes for the interferon production into the cells of the chickens through the chicken sperm. So now they have three hens that are laying these eggs every day. And they want to get this. They want to sell the drug to the pharmaceutical companies, hopefully having halving the price of the drugs on the market. And I'm like, where do you know a pharmaceutical company wants to half its price? Okay. All right, last but not least in the quack report, tea. Anybody out there like to drink tea? Tea lovers out there, teetotalers. Apparently, they say now, research says tea boosts your metabolism, acts like a prebiotic, not a probiotic, but a prebiotic for your gut health. There's a new study that drinking tea that doesn't have cow's milk in it actually speeds up your metabolism and helps you burn more fat. Researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles studied the relationship of this metabolism through the tea influence, and their findings were published in the European Journal of Nutrition. So either green tea or black tea will help you with the weight loss thing, but black tea seems to have more extracts in it for a probiotic action in the intestines. So new findings suggest black tea through a special mechanism in the gut helps promote good health and weight loss. So there you go. And that wraps the quack report.
That's it. helpful.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about too many prescription drugs can reduce your mobility. Oh, yeah. Well, the media has coined the phrase polypharmacy, where, you know, patients are put on multiple drugs that can cause a lot of adverse reactions and even hinder their function. Well, there is probably nothing more disturbing than those who lose their personal ability to locomote. And according to AARP, the people who are most affected are 50 years of age and older. So some health experts are speaking up, and they're saying that multiple medications may not be medically necessary and actually can cause loss of mobility. So we're going to take a look at this. We're going to check this out and see what patients are giving up if they're taking many prescription medicines. Well, first, let's look at the statistics. According to AARP, reports that more senior females by 79% than males at 71% are on prescription medicines on a regular basis. Now, the age group that is hardest hit is the retired between the ages of 65 and 74. So those on these daily medicines are taking at least four different prescription drugs. And the healthcare system also knows that when seniors don't fill their prescriptions, it's usually due to the cost of the medications by about 50%, or it's the side effects by 15%. So when it comes to the most over-medicated segment of our society, the seniors are pushed by their physicians to, you know, reject the generic brand and take the name brand by about 40% of the time. So physicians give the following reasons. You know, the generic brands use different chemicals, they have different fillers and binders, it's a poor quality drug, and it offers more side effects. So brand name drugs cost about 50% more than the generic counterpart, and prescribing doctors can also receive kickback payments from the drug companies for prescribing the name brand drugs. Now, about 86% of our seniors listen to their doctor's advice, and they take their medications as prescribed. But what's the unforeseen risk? Well, the senior patients in America are told, they're not really told all the risks associated with their drug treatment. Actually, even scientific medicine, doctors and pharmacists, they don't know all the risks due to hundreds of thousands of metabolic changes that go on when you take a bunch of drugs. So millions of patients are taking their chances every day that their medicine won't cause them irreparable harm. Here's a quote from American Geriatric Society, June 2017. They say taking multiple medications can be linked to problems such as falling, frailty, disability, and death, end of quote. Well, yeah, so a lot of times, you know, the independence of the individual could be at stake. As we age, we worry about, you know, falling off ladders or falling down a flight of stairs, but few patients think about their medication robbing them of their ability to walk or take care of everyday living. Now, this year, in 2017, there was a study that was in the Journal of the American Geriatric Society, and they documented the results of the Central Control of Mobility and Aging Study. So it showed how taking multiple prescriptions can strip a patient of their independence. They reported that patients can run the risk of losing their ability to walk, talk, and perform everyday tasks. So how does this happen? Well, according to the American Geriatric Society, multiple prescriptions affect the brain and the central nervous system. So in the study, the volunteers were about 65 years of age or older, and none of them were using a cane or a walker. So in this study, the participants were taking about five or more medications prescribed by their doctor, and they tested the volunteers in their ability to walk and talk at the same time. Now, us young things out here, we take that for granted, walking and talking pretty easy, right? Well, not if you're on a bunch of meds, apparently. Seniors in America are most likely medicated for conditions associated with heart disease, diabetes, blood pressure, and this group of 482 volunteers wasn't any different. So they found that the more medications a patient was taking, the slower their walk or their gait became compared to counterparts that weren't taking medications. So they also found that patients taking 8 or more medications had the slowest walking speed, especially while talking and walking. Okay. So we also got this thing, it's called drug-induced frailty. Frailty is also being reported as a result of multiple prescription use. So I've often said that, you know, if a therapy does not strengthen you but makes you weaker, it will eventually lead to failure. So here, Medical Life Science News is reporting that if patients attempt to manage the symptoms of their disease with many medications, that accelerated frailty will be one of the conditions they develop. So as we age, we can naturally become frail, but prescription medicines can cause an early onset of frailty symptoms. They report that patients taking 5 or more medications experience these symptoms: weakness, less endurance, less independence and ability to function, and increased risk of falling, becoming disabled, and even death. Now let's look at this German study. German study called the Epidemiological Study also looked at what happens when seniors take 5 or more medications a day, and they actually broke polypharmacy down into categories, and they found that if patients were taking 9 or more drugs per day, they increased their frailty risk by 1.5 times. And if they were taking 10 or more drugs, it increased their risk by 2 times, and within just 3 years. So 5 to 9 medicines a day, the study said that's polypharmacy, but if you're taking 10 or more medications a day, that's considered hyperpolypharmacy. All right. And, you know, you're probably asking, you know, why is medicine doing this? Well, it's because it pays to overprescribe. That's the only way to say it. The average person may say that patients need to communicate better with their doctors about their prescribed drug concerns. And, you know, better communications is always a good thing. However, when there is a 1 in 12 chance that a physician is receiving direct compensation from the drug companies, doubling his or her annual income, then you can see that there's this incentive to overprescribe. And also, doctors also say that they have a fear of being sued, so they'll actually overprescribe for that reason as well. So Boston University Medical Center reported the problem of doctors being influenced by what is essentially legal drug money. Their report appeared in the August 2017 issue of the American Journal of Public Health. They discovered that when doctors are paid to push a drug, it's called transfer of value. So Drexel University reported findings in March 2017 in the Journal of General Internal Medicine, that a majority of Americans, 2/3 of us, are seeing doctors that are being paid by drug companies to prescribe the drugs. So they estimated from the Affordable Care Act and the Sunshine Act that physicians are paid an average of $193 to about $510 per occurrence. So here's a quote from Geneva Farm-Cantor, PhD at Drexel University School of Public Health. She says, "These findings tell us that if you thought that your doctor was not receiving any money from a pharmaceutical industry, well, you're most likely mistaken." End of quote. So how do the MDs see this? Do they see it as a wrong thing? Well, are doctors embarrassed to be listed as taking money from drug companies? Well, apparently they are not. According to a 2010 survey by Carnegie Mellon University, doctors give their reasons rationalizing their acceptance of gifts or other monetary payment from pharmaceutical companies. Here's their response. "Gifts and checks from drug companies are a form of reward for the sacrifices we made obtaining our education." So the doctors surveyed, they said 60.3% agreed that their medical training burdens more than doubled their willingness to accept gifts and payments. So the reality is that most physicians know that they can medically explain away any dangers or harm done to the patients with those bogus clinical trial studies produced by the organization that made the drugs and who is paying them. Then a lot of patients don't know if they're coming or going. Over the years, I've been talking with people who get caught up in the treatments that the medical establishment is promoting, and they feel anything but good about their therapy. In so many cases, people felt like their drugs made them feel worse or gave them more conditions they had to treat, you know, side effects. So I know one thing, though. If you don't ask questions, you won't find answers. So you'd be surprised, because as a former employee of the healthcare establishment, you'd be surprised at the level of incompetence, the cover-ups, and the lack of compassion that is within this system. I know that there are some good healthcare workers out there, you know, that they do ask questions and they try to do their best what's right for their patient, but I'm referring to the majority. And the majority are doing what they are taught and what they're told. So the pharmaceutical companies pretty much run the show, okay? They contribute to the politicians who write the laws. They pay to print the medical books the doctors study from. And they pay to promote their array of drugs in the medical journals as the clinical trials. It's a big advertisement, really. So modern medicine is, I think, good for trauma care, but they simply manage disease symptoms with a bunch of drugs in internal medicine. So they try to lessen symptoms that so you can live as comfortably as possible with your disease while you die from it, basically. So they do a good job convincing patients, though, that there's really nothing else that a patient can do to help themselves. Now, some patients find that at some hospitals, you know, even vitamin supplements are prohibited. Yep, they are told that nutrition, you know, your vitamins and minerals, they interfere with that drug therapy. Aha. So, well, if you are not convinced, there is no other way to get well, then you are most certainly correct. You are most certainly correct. I have seen people do more for their health when addressing lifestyle and using natural medicines. So when people get tired of having their metabolic functions all screwed up, then they start to look at alternatives. They do. Although scientific medicine is complicated with the nuclear medicine, the chemotherapy, the radiation therapy, the drug therapy, the surgery, your natural options are often very simple. So the human body responds to stopping the poisons and pumping in the nutrients. So this step helps the body to rebound and restore. So the cleanse and nourish approach, along with, you know, supporting your immune system, works with the system God designed. Now, God knows more than all of science. And when he says, herbs are here for the service of man and the healing of the nations, then I believe him because God can't lie. If you're looking that up in your Bible, that's Genesis chapter 1, verses 29 and 30, and Psalms 104, verse 14. So call Apothecary Herbs for information, or if you want to order your system organ cleanses and your immune-boosting herbal formulas, they're all organic and professional strength. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or if you're outside the U.S., the number is 704-885-0277. That's 704-885-0277. Or just visit them on the website at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You're going to be shocked at how much power you have. That's what it's about, putting the power back in your hands. You want to look after your health. It's your responsibility to do that. God gave that responsibility to each and every one of us. So thepowerherbs.com, that's where your healthcare options just became endless. You'll get tools, you'll get educated, and you'll get results. The Power Herbs, that's what it's about. Oh, my goodness, I ran through that so quickly. I am Johnny on the spot today. But have no fear, we have a bunch of stuff here to talk about. We got a few minutes before we got to take a break, so I wanted to talk about these drugs that are pushing up the dementia rates, because we've been told by the United States We have this dementia epidemic. So what constitutes an epidemic? Well, about 5 million Americans is pretty much it, and they're losing their minds because they have dementia. So if this is accurate, this is kind of an outrageous percentage of people not being able to function, not being able to remember their family members. Now, medicine is boasting a life expectancy is much higher as Americans are living longer, but what good is that if you don't have your cognitive function? Seriously. Or you can't ambulate and walk and talk at the same time. So what could be causing all this? We're going to check it out. Well, according to InsideDementia.com, the word dementia is a term used to describe a broad category of diseases that are due to what they call nerve cell malfunction. So apparently there's about 100 different forms of dementia. That would include your Parkinson's, stroke, Alzheimer's, a combination of any of those. So when our brain nerve cells begin to die or malfunction, there are changes to our memory, our behavior, our ability to concentrate, or our capability to learn things. So if the damage continues, and it's severe enough, brain nerve cell death can affect an individual's ability to carry out even basic bodily functions like grooming, walking, swallowing, brushing your teeth. Prion disease or mad cow disease may be also in this category. Now, we're told that Alzheimer's disease is the most common diagnosis, about 80% of the cases, and the term dementia is really Latin, began to be used about 50 BC, which means being out of one's mind. Well, certainly not all there, and can't remember anything, which is really just frightening and unsettling. Now, about 40% of the dementia cases are happening to people under the age of 65, which that's a shocker. Majority of these cases, regardless of age, are females. So why do women have a 10 to 20% greater risk of dementia over men? Well, that's about 1 in 11 people over 65 are going to have dementia. So if you're a female over the age of 65, the statistics will change to 1 in 6. According to InsideDementia.com, we had 35 million Americans with dementia in 2010, and we expect to have 65 million by 2030, and 115 million by 2050. What could be driving up these outrageous high projections? Well, the University of Michigan thinks it's all forms of dementia are on the rise. That's not good. I can see by the clock we're going to have to take a little break. We come back, we'll see if we get to the bottom of this. Check ourselves out there. Be right back. And if you want me, girl, you got me.
Pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Yeah.
leaping tall buildings with a single bound? Faster than a locomotive? Whoa! Find the Superman in you. Listen to Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson.
Being proactive about improving your health can seem like a big job. I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I'd like to share my health secrets to better health. The first step is to remove metabolic blockages caused by toxins. Next is to infuse organic whole food nutrients to help repair and replenish organ function. You'll be amazed at how simple and effective this is when using my professional strength, herbal organ cleanses, and body foundation food mix. To order or for a free product catalog, call Apothecary Herbs now, 866-229-3663, online, thepowerherbs.com. Call now to order my organ cleanses and body food mix and be empowered, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com.
Wendy Wilson, we're talking about these dementia expectations going to just out of control. Now, we're told by health authorities that 1 in 3 Americans over the age of 65 are going to die from dementia. Apparently, dementia is the fifth leading cause of death in the United States. So it's also a category of disease that medicine has really no real effective treatment for. So all medicine does is slow down the progression and the development of the symptoms. So according to the Alzheimer's Association, they have this map, and they project the rates of dementia in the United States into 2025. So the map shows that a high majority of these cases of dementia, 82 to 120% of them, occur in the northwest states of Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Nevada, Montana, Wyoming, Utah, and Colorado. The second worst areas, 50 to 81% saturation, occur in the southwest, the south central, and the southeastern parts of the United States. So the central interior, the north east seem to be below that 25% threshold of occurrence, which is interesting, isn't it? Well, what does medicine say? Well, modern medicine says they expect most people, as they get older, to develop some form of dementia. They equate the disease with old age, but they also cite other causes such as genetics, head injuries, heart disease, diabetes, high cholesterol, obesity, smoking, and surprisingly, low education. That's the first time I've heard a brain dysfunction associated with low education. But anyway, with the diagnosis of Alzheimer's, they say there are other health problems that tend to crop up with it, like vision problems, sleep problems like sleep apnea, and insulin issues. So patients with diabetes and sleep apnea have a greater risk of Alzheimer's, according to their science. All right, so taxpayer funds are, trying to find cures. Alzheimer's Research Foundation, $580 million through the National Institutes of Health. To give you a comparison, a taxpayer money going to cancer research is $6 billion and $4 billion to heart disease. So there you can see it's up there. And they typically come up with, within the halls of science, with supposedly new treatments to treat symptoms of disease, but not actually curing disease. And Frank says, so anything and everything other than their drugs causes dementia. Well, I'm going to get to the drugs in a minute, Frank, here. Here's a quote from Noel Campbell, pharmacist, says, we found that taking one anticholinergic drug significantly increased the risks of developing cognitive impairment. So taking two of these types of drugs doubles your risk. This is very significant, and it's already known risk within the American population. So here are some of the possibilities that elevate the risks of, and it's all right under our noses. Healthcare professionals admit that prescription meds could be the culprit for a vast majority of the dementia cases happening in the United States. Medicines are now available, a lot of them over the counter with no prescription, and the next generation is, does the medicine already known to cause these types of a damage to the brain? Yes, it's a definite yes. Medicine knows about it. Pharmacies know about it. Drug companies absolutely know about it. And now you know about it. So in a vast majority of the cases, pain medications are causing long-term damage to the brain. Other products also causing similar damage are insomnia drugs, cardiovascular drugs, allergy medicines, and drugs for incontinence. And these would be a class of drugs known as the anticholinergics, and they block what is called the acetylcholine, which is a brain neurotransmitter. Okay? Here is another quote. This is from Maliz Busanti, MD, from University School of Medicine. He says, simply put, we've confirmed anticholinergic drugs can cause or worsen cognitive impairment, which involves gradual memory loss. End of quote. Here's some of the common drugs you should probably be aware of then. Benadryl, Dramamine, Excedrin PM, Nitol, Somanex, Tylenol PM, Unisom, Paxil, Detrol, that's for bladder urgency, Demerol, and Paxil. I already said that for depression. So this is really just the tip of the iceberg of drugs. Drugs for antiarrhythmias, a lot of antihistamine drugs, antispasmodic medications, anti-Parkinson's for the muscle twitching, muscle relaxants, and antidepressants with that are containing a tricyclic drug. Pretty much going to put you in the dementia risk category. You can go to virginiageriatrics.org, and they have a detailed list of these types of medicines. Okay, you can see if you're taking anything there. So what are the side effects of these anticholinergic drugs that can cause cognitive impairment? Well, dry mouth and nose are some of the symptoms, as well as lack of sweat, constipation, dizziness, drowsiness, unsteady on your feet, headache, difficulty urinating, visual impairment like glaucoma, disorientation, difficulty swallowing, delirium, fatigue, high blood pressure, breathing difficulties, convulsions, behavioral changes, hallucinations, severe muscle weakness, skin problems, and slurred speech. So based on the Alzheimer's Association map and the drug-induced factor for dementia, we may conclude that certain areas of the country may be more disposed to depression or allergies or, you know, taking these types of medicines. So other areas may be more disposed to other types of symptoms, taking, you know, getting sleep and things like that. So they're taking other drugs causing these cognitive problems. We can also ascertain that people with sleep, vision, and heart and insulin problems typically are already on medicines, and they're probably promoting a slow cognitive decline. Women also seem to be more prone to anxiety, and of course the anti-anxiety medications do promote dementia long term. So what would be the natural antidote to all this? Well, research is suggesting that regular exercises can be a factor in promoting us, getting us out of the dementia-type disease category. A type of exercise was not important to the research team, just that you did some sort of physical movement. It helps prevent brain shrinkage and promotes cognitive function. So one example was walking for 40 minutes per day, and the researchers also mentioned that exercise helps really the brain to multifunction with activity and reduces stress and anxiety, which reduces the likelihood that you'd need any of these drugs. Kind of like that. Absolutely. There are also plenty of natural solutions to help you get sleep, improve your vision, reduce the need for diabetic drugs, heart drugs, anti-anxiety meds and stuff. If you're interested in any of those options, go to the powerherbs.com website or call them Apothecary Herbs. They have some medicinal herbs there you might want to check out. And, you know, you can help you. There's herbs for brain. You know, get more oxygen-rich blood to the brain for brain cells, and there's herbs to improve vision. I mean, God said herbs are here for the service of man. He didn't leave anything undone. So thepowerherbs.com, or give him a call, get a free product catalog, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. It's where your healthcare options just became endless. And we're working on a new catalog over there, and hopefully maybe be late fall before it gets published, but it is in the works. So I know people have been asking about, is there going to be a new one? Yes, there will be. Obviously, if you're into more information that will empower you, do sign up for the free online newsletters also at thepowerherbs.com. Just click on books and newsletter and you can sign up for free. There is no subscription. There's a couple there. They go out each week, but you have to have email to get them. So definitely sign up for free there. All right. So we're talking about some sleep aids a little bit today. We're going to be checking out serotonin a little bit in the next few minutes. There's organic ways really to improve your serotonin level, and that way you'll feel less anxious or depressed. Also, you could sleep better. Science tells us that chemicals in our brain affect mood, and serotonin neurotransmitters are created when other biochemicals like triphoton proteins interact with a tryptophan hydrolase proteins, and they get converted. So serotonin is believed to be a brain neurotransmitter or hormone, if you will. So, you know, how can we be more powerful as to be able to control our serotonin and not fall into the depths of depression and insomnia and things like that? Well, let's see. First, we're going to look at the roadmap to serotonin, because since serotonin is manufactured by your brain and intestines, so how can you better manage that? Well, according to medicalnewstoday.com, our intestinal tract makes a majority of the serotonin, about 80% to 90% of it. So the small amount is also detectable in our blood platelets and even our nervous system. So medical science is convinced that serotonin, once in the brain, cannot cross the blood-brain barrier. So What is made in the brain stays in the brain. However, our bodies are interconnected through circulation, hormones, chemical and electrical signals, and impulses that even the slightest adjustment in these can be felt by your brain. So let's look at the serotonin effect. So people who are invested in being proactive with their health know that if you can better manage your serotonin level, it helps regulate the intensity of signals to your nervous system and your nerve cells. Nerve cells are all over your body, and they are conductive. They're a conductive force for your metabolism. So depressed people have depleted energy levels and very low serotonin. So when we better manage our serotonin, we improve our mental outlook. Our metabolism function improves, our bone health, our liver function, our cell regeneration. And even if you're a nursing mother, it's going to reduce your likelihood of getting the baby blues after you have a baby and improve your body's ability to manufacture breast milk. So you can see how all this is working interconnectively here. So our brain is the master switch to the body. The neurotransmitters help the brain to manage the functions of the body. Science believes that the serotonin in the brain either directly or indirectly affects not only our mood, but our bowel function. So it makes kind of sense because the bowel is loaded with nerve endings to stimulate the bowel muscle to move. Depressed people often suffer from malfunctioning bowel and constipation. Serotonin, we're told, also is involved with appetite controls and identifying what we feel, that we feel full so we don't overeat. Now, a signal that is sent to the brain when we should stop eating is influenced by serotonin. So any forced rise in serotonin, usually if you do it by using drugs, is going to create what is called a euphoric effect and is the sensation people become addicted to. So drugs like LSD, for instance, push up the serotonin level significantly. And as mentioned, the serotonin level seems to be associated with depression. However, scientific medicine does not know which is to blame. Low levels of serotonin cause depression, or if depression lowers and it lowers the serotonin. So other scientists think that serotonin does not cause depression at all. But currently, medicine can't test to see how much serotonin's in your brain, and the best they can do is to take blood and see how much serotonin serum level is in the blood, and then make an educated guess how much serotonin may be in your brain. Therefore, the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, called the SSRIs as antidepressants, are at best a scientific guess. That's what you need to adjust your serotonin brain chemical to relieve the symptoms of depression. Now, science admits that they are not sure how this all works, and it's a large-scale hypothesis. It's crazy. So according to professor, medical director, author David Haley, he said serotonin drugs, using them to address depression, are, in his scientific opinion, quote, the making of a myth. He says that doctors and patients have bought into this myth by putting aside clinical trial data that reveals there's really no evidence of lives saved or restored function using SSRIs. Uh-oh. So David Hadley, he also the author of the book Let Them Eat Prozac, The Unhealthy Relationship Between Pharmaceutical Industry and Depression. He goes on to say, quote, serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs have never shown any correlation between a potency of serotonin effect and the treatment for depression. There is no evidence that this treatment corrects anything, end of quote. So Dr. Haley is a respected doctor and scientist from Wales in the UK. He's also the founder of the Date-Based Medicine Limited. His articles are often published in the British Medical Journal. Like in 2015, he did this piece on low serotonin is a mythical cause of depression. His latest book is titled Pharmageddon, and it's about how pharmaceutical companies have hijacked healthcare. And with trials which involve psychotropic drugs, He says they've hijacked healthcare with life-threatening results with these psychotropic drugs. He's a world expert and witness on homicide and suicide while people are involved in taking these drugs. And it makes you wonder if those claiming these drugs help their depressed patients, if they're not influenced by something else. Hmm? So the side effects of antidepressants do cause restlessness, insomnia, tremors, dry mouth, headache, sexual dysfunction, dizziness, nausea, diarrhea, sweating, and, of course, suicidal thoughts. So what happens if you get too much serotonin? Well, it's believed that if the serotonin level is raised high enough, it can create this apathetic state of mind. And that's what Prozac does. It makes you not care anymore. So antidepressants produce this effect. And people taking these drugs are still depressed, but they just don't care that they're depressed. So if serotonin is raised even higher, the symptoms are confusion, agitation, shivering, loss of coordination, galvanic skin reflect, or as you may know it as goosebumps, and muscle rigidity. So this is known as serotonin syndrome, and there is an excessive stimulation of the central nervous system and serotonin receptors. And this occurs when you're taking prescribed medicines or even illegal drugs. It often occurs if patients are mixing antidepressants with, let's say, headache medicine. And cancerous tumors can also cause the serotonin to rise in excessive levels. And this can often occur with also colon cancer, as there is serotonin in the digestive tract. So doctors sometimes discovered colon cancer using a serotonin serum test. And if a patient experiences serotonin syndrome, they have high nerve activity, and it can occur suddenly after taking drugs. So the life-threatening symptoms would include things like fever, irregular heartbeat, and unconsciousness. So if the situation is severe, just stopping the drugs are not going to be sufficient. The patients are going to require hospitalization and also additional treatments to reverse things like paralysis or slow heart rate, monitoring, blood pressure. They're going to need some observation help. So modern medicine is still pretty much in its infancy, according to some experts, with regards to depression and brain chemicals. Research is pointing to foods, spices, and herbs which contain some natural tryptophan to help the body naturally balance the serotonin levels. So if you're going to use food, look at chickpeas, spinach, egg whites, and salmon for the natural tryptophan. Spices, nuts and seeds like walnuts, mustard seed, caraway seeds, sesame seeds also contain tryptophan. And don't forget herbs such as fenugreek, spearmint, rosemary, thyme, and fennel also have tryptophan in them. Isn't that cool? Oh, yeah. So scientific medicine likes to, you know, isolate our body parts and then just treat that section of the body. But we're all interconnected. And natural healers look at the big picture, and they attempt to balance more than one area. So keep in mind that nervous system isn't just a bunch of brain chemicals that runs almost entirely on natural vitamin B. Okay? So depressed individuals will be low in B vitamins. Actually, a lot of sick people are low in minerals as well. So I caution folks to avoid synthetic vitamins. They're the same as taking a drug because they're not natural nutrition. The chemistry is not balanced in it. And taking mega doses of that stuff is not going to get you balanced. It's going to actually magnify the imbalance. So if you want a, list of foods with natural vitamin B in them, the folks at Apothecary Herbs can email that to you if you want to request that. That's not a problem. Or you give them a call and ask for their free product catalog. The number is 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Hey, they got this great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, protein, all-organic plant mix. It's powdered, and you throw it in a smoothie or vegetable or orange juice or something, and you will feel amazing. Everybody that takes it says that. They go, wow, what was in that? Well, it's nutrition that the body's missing, and you just seem to come to life. You just, you know, it's just like a rejuvenation in a jar. It's just amazing. But it's all organic plants. You just throw it in a smoothie if you want to, or vegetable juice. I like it in lemonade. I don't know, for some reason I just like it in the citrusy sides. Or I like it in apple juice, apple cider. Very cool. So that's called Body Foundation Food Mix. It's up on the website under their Energy Booster section, and it's in their product catalog. If you don't do the internet, you can definitely get a catalog mailed to you free of charge, and you can check it out there. And be empowered. That's what it's about. Yeah, I mean, it just makes a lot of sense that you know, the body needs chemistry, nutrition in our plants, our foods, our spices, our herbs. You know, God put that there. It's the perfect chemistry. All the alkaloids and uptake minerals are there, and the body can use just what it needs and void out the rest without toxic residues. And it's just, you know, the master chemist, God did that. So can't take the credit for that. God gets all the credit every day, all the time. And you can trust in it. That's what's so great. You can't improve, and it's like trying to reinvent the wheel. So, well, I know a lot of people say there's only two things certain in life, death and taxes. But I would add to that God's herbs. They're certain, for sure. All right. We got a few minutes, Frank. We got a few minutes. Just a few. I wonder if I can touch on this. Let me touch on this. Okay. This is from Dr. Guy Abraham. He's a medical doctor. He says, quote, "Nutrition is the single most important factor in whether or not a woman will have PMS, postmenopausal syndrome. You know, the thing that happens around the menstrual cycle. Nutrition is the single most important factor whether you're going to have that or not." And he's right. He's so right. I've seen it over and over again. And a lot of times when you look at the female herbs, they are so packed full of the nutrition that the female endocrine system needs to manufacture hormones to regulate cycles so you don't have all those nasty symptoms. Over and over again, I've seen it. So it's just nutritional imbalance. We got to start thinking about illness as a nutritional imbalance. If we think along those lines, we start to say, well, what nutrition do I need to get then? Well, it certainly isn't a pharmaceutical product. That's a synthetic chemical. So, if we start thinking about what foods I need to get, and by the way, your herbs are very complex, perfectly chemistry balanced nutrients. So you have your alkaloids and your vitamins and your minerals and proteins and things like that. And there's really nothing out there that tops it. It's what God made. It's just perfect that way. So if you're interested in learning how to balance the female cycle, the endocrine system, it's packing it full of the nutrition it's needing. And it's the female herb, so check it out under the female tab. There's a couple of formulas there. There's the cycle balancer, the fertility, and the female maturity if you want a smooth transition through menopause. Make it a smooth one. It's worth it. It's so easy. It is. Thepowerherbs.com, 866-229-3663. And I don't know, Frank, are we close to closing? Yep, there it is. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.